Okay, Siminalev, Kitzel Shulchan Aruch, hopefully we'll, as we do it a second round, Hashem should give us Kayach, we'll be able to know it, maybe hopefully know it a little better. As things go, usually you repeat it and you get it, comes back a little bit, hopefully. So, Dine Hashkama, waking up in the morning, Gubayis Zion Sifim, the seventh Sifim here. Aleph, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. It says we have to put Hashem opposite us at all times. Hu klal gadol b'Torah, that is a klal gadol in the Torah. Uvamalos ha-tzadikim, and those are the milos of tzadikim, asher holchem lefnei ha-lekim, who walk in front of Hashem. Meaning, in order to be a tzadik, meaning, or not in order to be a tzadik, tzadikim constantly live their days with as if Hashem is right opposite them. Because when a person is sitting and walking around and busy in his house and he's home alone, if you have a king sitting there, your behavior is going to be much better than if you're just home alone. And the same thing, you're speaking and you're opening your mouth when you're with household members and relatives, like it is when you're sitting by the king. You're going to be very, very careful with every word that comes out of your mouth. Right, if a person thinks that that Hashem who owns the whole that fills the entire world, I'm in a love myself is standing on top of him and sees his Maishim, Kamashinema. Im Yisasar is a person able to hide, and I'm not going to see him, says Hashem. Of course Hashem sees everything. I'm full in the whole Shemayim and the Aretz, like we learn in this week's Parsha. Then he's going to be fearful and humble from the fear of Hashem, Shemay. V'yevishman is going to be embarrassed. I don't even know why he has to come onto a mashal of a king. The way we behave when we have guests, forget about a king, we behave a lot better than we do when we don't have guests, right? But okay, but a kol shekein if it's a king, right? So point is that we mentioned this a couple times over Yom Narayim, that really, I mean, Yom Narayim and Yom Kippur, we're all nervous. Hashem is judging us. Da 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 da. We're really supposed to be like that a whole year round. That's really the way it's supposed to be. And somebody who would behave like that does not mean that he's any sort of freak or excessively religious. Fine. Vase, Vagam Bashafchay, even when you go to sleep, Yeda, or not even, in addition, when you go to sleep, Yeda Lifnei Mihu Shaychev, you have to know who you're laying with. When we are Kishayar, and immediately when you get up from your sleep, Yizkor Chasdei Hashem Yisbarach Shemay Asher Asa Ima, you have to remember all the chesed that Hashem did, Shehechser Lo Yas Nishmasay, Asher Efkida Etzlei Ayefa, that he gave back his neshama, that was he gave in to Hashem at night when he was weak. Vechsiru lechadasha uregua, and he turned it back to him new and calm. Kidei lavoid avoidasa yisparach, in order to do the voida b'chol yecholte, all his ability ulsharse kolayim, and to service him all day. Kizek kolaadam, that's what a person is. K'mo shamar hakasuv chadashan labakarim rabba emunasecha. You have new things in the mornings. How great is your emunah? Purish b'chol b'iker nasa adam bria chadasha. Every morning, a person is made a new creation. Yoyde b'chol d'vavay l'Hashem yisbarach shemay alzayis, and he's going to be mayde with all his heart. Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'ayde al mashkavay, and when he's on, still when you're still in your bed, yomer mayde ani lefanecha melechay v'kayom shechzar tibi nishmasi v'semla v'kama rabu munasecha. Even though your hands are not clean, you're able to say this, keeping shame by shame, since this doesn't have Hashem's name, so you're allowed to say before washing your hands. Rabba, which the songs don't do that. So you gotta be careful with that. You're supposed to make a sort of a small hefsek after you say chemla because it's going. The translation is that you gave back b'nishmasi b'chemla. You gave me back my neshama with compassion. Rabba munasacha, how great is your emuna, meaning our emuna in you, right? It's not b'chemla rabba. And then just the word emunasecha doesn't make sense. Okay, Gimel Yehuda Metema Omer Havayaz Kanemer. You should be strong like a leopard. The Kal Kanesha, light like an eagle. Rotz Katzvi, run like a deer. How do you say it? Yeah, Ratzkatsuvi, Gibor Kari, strong line. I'm not sure Az and Gibor, what they are. Right? Last is Utsan of Ikhash Az Kanamer, Pirush Shalay is Bayesh, Bnei Adam. I mean, here he explains, but I don't know how you do the translation of Az. Okay, fine. Pirush Shalay is Bayesh, Bnei Adam. You shouldn't be embarrassed from people. Maligam, I love that. Laugh at him, but this Hashem Yisparach. Inevitably, right, when people are from, so people laugh at them. So you should be strong against him. Kal Kanesha, Keneged Ra'isa Ayin, the way the eye sees. Loimar Shatei Kal Latzim Einecha Meiras Perah, that you should be easy to close your eyes from seeing bad things. Ki Hu Ascholos Aveira, because that's the beginning of an Aveira. Ha'ayin Raya, the eye sees. Ha'alev Chaimed, and the heart wants it. Ukli Maisa Goimrim, and the Kli Maisa finish it off. Ratz Katzvi. Fast like a deer, kinegana raglayim. That's opposite. That's talking about not opposite, but it's talking about the feet. Shiraglecha l'tov yerutzu. Your feet should run to good. V'gibor kari kineged halev. Yagvura who believe that's in the heart. V'omer hashet techazik lipcha al hayetzer, and you're going to be in miskaber al hayetzer lenatzchoy to fight him. K'gibor hamiskaber al sinai, like a gibor who is strong on his enemies, lenatzloi, to defeat them, ulapiloi laoretz, and to knock them down to the ground. So that those are the four things that you should have that should hopefully give you the strength throughout the day. Therefore, a person has to get up like a lion. And right when he gets up from his sleep, yokum bezrizos, he should get up bezrizos lavoidus abori yisporach to the avoda of Hashem. You got it. You should jump out of bed before you give the Yetzirah time to make all sorts of arguments and excuses to not get up. And you should make yourself smart and to try and meaning the I mean, you're not trying to make yourself the Yetzirah is trying to make himself smart. It says, "Eif talk about the biker hashkin vakor gadol. How can you get up so early in the morning and it's so cold?" Ubakayitz, and then the summer he's going to say, "Eif talk about mitosav adayim l'savata mishna secha. How could you get up? You didn't sleep enough." Oy betaynas acheres of gadayim, all sorts of other taynas. Ki ayetzara hu yedeh hativ lots of b'nei adam b'mamoyres bal yakum, because the ayetzara knows good and well how to trap people. Anybody who's a Baal Nefesh and fears Hashem, he has to overpower him and not listen to him. And even it weighs on you because of your heavy body, right? And your laziness, meaning, I guess, when you eat a lot, let's say, it's hard to get out of bed. Yosin, you should put as your goal, that you want to do what Hashem wants you to do, which is to get out of bed. And he should put onto his heart that if a person would call you if somebody would say you got to get up early in order to make some money, or to collect your debt, or if you're going to call him, that he say, you're going to lose money if you don't get out of bed. Let's say there's a fire in a city or something like that. You would for sure get up quickly because you love your money. You're not going to be lazy. Unless you have to go work for the king. You'd get up quickly. You wouldn't be lazy. Because perhaps they're going to talk about you and say that you're not working correctly, or to find favor in the eyes of the king. That you should get up quickly and with Jesus. And if you do this 4 or 5 times, then it's no longer difficult to get out of bed. And whoever wants to come to be Matar, Hashem will help him. So basically what the kids are saying is that even if you have a hard time getting out of bed, you do it for 4 or 5 days, then it'll be easier. And also we have the rule that somebody who's trying to improve, Hashem will help him out. Okay. We will stop there.
All right.
And well,